Good morning. This is Radio Richard Ireland, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. I hope to present countries in alphabetical order, talk a little about them, as well as focus on the UNESCO cultural heritages. And I will conclude with a poem. And let's see how things move from there and evolve over the coming days and weeks. I may have to change or augment or whatever. Let's see. Okay. The website I'm going to be using for the countries of the world, the nations of the world, is called www.nationsonline.org. And the first country up is Afghanistan. And where is Afghanistan? It's a landlocked country in South Central Asia at an important geopolitical location. It connects the Middle East with Central Asia and the Indian subcontinent. And it is bordered by Iran, Pakistan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan, and also it borders part of China. It is about the same size as the Iberian Peninsula, or slightly smaller than the U.S. state of Texas. There are about 26 to 27 million people living there, and the capital city is Kabul. Their official languages are Afghan Persian, or Dari and Pashto. And the highest mountain there is Noshak, with about 7,485 meters. And that's in the Hindu Kush mountain range. Okay, my main interest here after that is I want to see what are the UNESCO World Heritage Sites in Afghanistan. This is a pet subject of mine, to preserve the beauty of the old. Now, the first one up here is called the Cultural Landscape and Archaeological Remains of the Bamiyan Valley. It represents the artistic and religious developments which took place from the 1st to the 13th century, characterized by ancient Bactria, integrating various cultural influences into the Gandhara school of Buddhist art. The area contains numerous Buddhist monastic ensembles and sanctuaries, as well as fortified edifices from the Islamic period. The site is also testimony to the tragic destruction by the Taliban of the two standing Buddhist statues which shocked the world in March of 2001. The second one up here is a minaret and archaeological remains of Jam. As you can hear in the background, it's just started pouring rain, so I hope it doesn't interfere too much. The 65 meter tall minaret of Jam is a graceful soaring structure dating back to the 12th century. The innovative architecture and decoration of the minaret of Jam played a significant role in the development of the arts and architecture of the Indian subcontinent and beyond. And the last one I want to focus is on UNESCO's tentative list in Afghanistan, and that's the city of Herat. The city of Herat, which is currently the regional capital of Western Afghanistan, has long been of strategic, commercial and cultural significance to the wider region. Although the city has developed extensively in modern times and has suffered the ravages of conflict, the site is unique in that it has largely retained its historical footprint, and many significant Islamic monuments have survived. If you'd like to read more about this, you can go over to nationsonline.org. And today I'm going to conclude with a poem by Edgar Allan Poe called Alone. And I'm reading this from www.poemhunter.com if you'd like to check it out. From childhood's hour, I have not been as others were. I have not seen as others saw. I could not bring my passions from a common spring. From the same source, I have not taken my sorrow. I could not awaken my heart to joy at the same tone. And all I loved alone. Then, in my childhood, in the dawn of a most stormy life, was drawn from every depth of good and ill the mystery which binds me still. From the torrent or the fountain, from the red cliff of the mountain, from the sun that round me rolled in its autumn tint of gold, from the lightning in the sky as it passed me flying by, from the thunder and the storm and the cloud that took the form, when the rest of heaven was blue of a demon in my view. Okay, this is Richard of Radio Richard Ireland. This is my first full broadcast, and let's leave it at that until the next time, and we'll take it from there. Have a great day and take good care of yourselves, and be nice to the people around you. Think that little bit less of yourself and more of somebody else. And be quick to compliment. Don't hold back the compliment. People love to be complimented. So let's serenade away with Schubert for a moment.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.